Auntie Vera, you have a great voice. I was listening to the Big Fatty Cast, the last one you did together, and you have got an excellent, excellent voice. You
Thank you,
can.
my darling. And I was thinking the same with you. I love your voice.
Oh, thanks.
Do you do a podcast?
As everybody knows, it's just a long road. I have my Podcasting for Dummies book, and I'm frightened right now, but I need you all to bring me along. I have so much to say. I won't have to worry about content, but all
I tell
that.
you something, my darling.
Yeah.
My father has enormous knockers. It's disturbing.
I was going to say, you're going to ask Auntie Vera about podcasting? Oops, hello. Oh, fuck.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oops, hello. Oh, fuck.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 299 of the BFO for Friday, the 27th of March 2009. Coming up on today's show, haven't got the slightest idea what the fuck I'm gonna talk about today, so it should be a fabulous surprise for all of us. I'm so excited! Lord, y'all, Big Fatty is, you'd think I had some pre-sweetened cereal or something after that opening. Y'all, hey, how you doing? Is everyone having a fabulous Friday? Well, you know, it is Friday. Y'all, I'm gonna go over and see what the special of the day, and not the special of the day, what the food of the day is. And that is right over here. And let's see, I hope it's something good, because, you know, what can I say? Oh! It is National Spanish Paella Day. Ugh. Okay, well. But y'all, tomorrow is National Black Forest Cake Day. That is Saturday, and Sunday is National Lemon Chiffon Cake Day. All right, well, that's better, but Spanish paella? Ugh. Y'all, I was watching the news tonight. I was watching the this is a CBS Evening News with Katie Couric. And y'all, they had the last story on the news today was about bacon. I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. And I'm sure if you go to the CBS website, you can go over and watch the video presentation of the bacon story. But y'all, there is a company, I think I've talked about this company before, called the Grateful Palate. And y'all, you can get the Bacon of the Month Club. And y'all, it ain't cheap. $315 for a pound of bacon. That comes out to what? 20, almost $25 a pound? So if anyone is just filthy rich and doesn't have anything better to do, now it does include the shipping and handling. And y'all, there are all kinds of other stuff that you get. Excuse me. I haven't yawned the first time until that fucking snowflake came on. Maybe I need to get the daffodil microphone out now. But y'all, it comes with all kinds of stuff. You know, you get the bacon strip, which is a comic strip, a bacon comic strip every month. So anyway, that's over at the gratefulpalette.com. And I do not know if you need the www or not, but try it without, you know? But anyway, y'all, they were talking about there are bars that people are just crazy for bacon now. They're just crazy for it. And y'all, I'd like to think that Big Fatty had something to do with that. Because, you know, for those of you who sent Big Fatty a Christmas card, you received a card in return thanking you for supporting the BFO and the bacon industry. And yeah, there you have it. Y'all, if you will remember on yesterday's show, was it yesterday's show? I don't know. Maybe it was the day before. But sometime this week, on the Varmint show, And that is not to regurgitate varmint as in critters. You know, I was talking about the little Aussie battler and him having the varmints on there that... Well, y'all, he chewed Big Fatty a new asshole today on his latest show, and just Big Fatty, I don't know what these varmints are, and y'all, it's a fucking parakeet, but y'all, it doesn't sound like a parakeet. It sounds like some kind of varmint. I'm telling you, and y'all, you know, I ask what the hell is a battler, and y'all, that Mr. B. Not the one in Orlando, no, because he's unsubscribed, y'all. I don't know if you knew that or not, but the Super B unsubscribed. And by the way, Scotty, the Aussie battler, is the one that gave the Super B that nickname, and he has now dropped it. Y'all, dropped it. He has dropped it. But anyway, Mr. B in the Laguna's Beach, the Laguna Beaches, went to the wiki, y'all. He went over there to the wiki and he found out what a battler was. And I'd like to just read it to you because I found it kind of interesting, mainly because it uses the word colloquialism in the definition. The term Aussie battler is an Australian. Maybe I'll do this in an Australian accent. Let's try that. The term Aussie battler is an Australian colloquialism referring to ordinary or working class individuals who persevere through their commitments despite adversity. Typically, this adversity comprises the challenges of low pay, family commitments, environmental hardships, and lack of personal recognition. It is a term of respect and endearment. And y'all, this accent is a term of respect and endearment as well. Intended to empower and recognize those who feel as though they exist at the bottom of society. The term has seen recent use in mainstream politics to describe a demographic section of the Aussie people. All right, so there you go. Y'all, we know what a Aussie battler is now. But y'all, I don't think of Scotty as, you know, he may have low pay at the moment because, you know, because of the job deal, but, you know, but that's the only reason, and, you know, Scotty, you don't, you're an Aussie battler, but you're, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Y'all, I was on the Archer show last night, and y'all, I got so many great comments from everybody, just everybody, y'all, thinking that the new Ask Big Fatty segment is just going to absolutely take off, and so is the Blow It Out with Big Fatty. Just blow it out. Y'all, I am expecting some phone calls this weekend when y'all start blowing it out, because, you know, we're debuting Blow It Out next week. And I figured out what the theme music is going to be also. So it's going to be a surprise for everybody. It's going to be fabulous. Fabulous. But anyway, everybody liked the idea of the Ask Big Fatty also, because they're all like, Big Fatty, how did you come up with this? Because it's nobody else is doing it. And y'all, they had a great idea also that maybe I should just start a segment that... I just give random thoughts. And y'all, I had a similar suggestion also, and I don't remember who it was from. But anyway, y'all, they suggested, and please forgive me for not knowing who it was from. So anyway, I think I'm gonna sneeze. Here we go. Oh Lord. Anyway, oh, it was from the Lurie Dean, y'all. And The Lurie Dean, he suggested that he thought that I should do this new random segment and talk about the pills that I'm taking, and that he thinks that it should be called Rand Imodium. I love that. It's random. It's Imodium. It's Randomodium. And instead of, you know, some sort of submarine dive, dive sound, I could just fart. Or, y'all, and I have been gassy tonight, too. And, y'all, I'm gassy and sneezy, and I'm yawning. And, y'all, it's, I'm telling you, it's this snowflake microphone. Or it may be the pollen, because, y'all, there is an assload of pollen. By the way, Kim Beaver has now posted another new picture of the big fatty over there at the Kim Beaver's Lodge. You can get to it by clicking over there at the BFO. Y'all, by the way, I've had to remove something from the Fat Favorites. I have removed the Confessions of a Southern Boy because it is dead. Gone. It. I don't think there's any way we can bring it back, although I did get an e-letter from Eric the Southern Boy that says he is working on a return to podcasting that is not vegetarian, and he'll let me know when it happens. And so, y'all, it sounds like Big Fatty's gonna have to put. Actually, I didn't delete it from the Fat Favorites. I just made it invisible. Ooh, it's invisible. Big Fatty, how did you do that? Ooh, I can't tell all the secrets. But anyway, and y'all, that Sharon Fluitz, she is up there in the New Yorks with the Eric the Southern Boy also. And y'all, she sent me a picture of, you know, I was talking about it was National Waffle Day the other day. She sent me a picture. There is evidently a truck that rides around the city of New York and sells waffles. And, but they spell it odd, y'all. They spell it W-A-F-E-L and Sandinges. I don't know what a Sandinges is. Maybe Mr. B in the Laguna Beaches can let me know what a Sandinges is. I don't know. Y'all, I am watching the results show from the American Idols, and they've got that... that huge man, Ruben Studdard, on there singing. And y'all, he looks like he's wearing some kind of Captain Kangaroo outfit. But I'm not sure Captain Kangaroo was ever that fat. So, anyway. So, thank you, Sharon Fluitz, for sending me the picture of the waffle truck. Oh. Y'all, I made the country steak for supper tonight with some egg noodles and broccoli. Maybe that's why I'm gassy, is the broccoli. But anyway, but it was good. Y'all, I heard from Naught, and you know, and that is not Naught as in nothing, but I heard from Naught, and he says that he is still trying to get over. Well, first of all, he says that Big Fatty makes him giggle like a twat. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever experienced twat giggling. I don't know. Maybe have you ever experienced twat giggling? Maybe that'll be the title of today's show, twat giggling. Thank you, Naught. I appreciate that, twat giggling. Y'all, I haven't heard from the first fucking person who might be going to the gay days. So, anyway. y'all, he says that he will never, and I say he because I think Naught is male, but maybe not. Get it? Maybe not. But, I don't know. Maybe twat giggling, that might not be a man. Anyway, but he says he's never going to forgive me for the image of some poor soul having to scrub my effluvia. E-F-F-L-U-V-I-A. Effluvia? Get on that one too there, Mr. B. And from the poop deck on the ship. And I told him, well, you know, it was a better image than them scrubbing the poop from the effluvia deck. So anyway, and I'm sure I've said that wrong, and I'm sure I'll get some verbal spanking by the hag over that one, y'all. But anyway, I really appreciate everybody that has been sending a little love to Berg Carter. And so, y'all, I mentioned earlier that I was on the Archer show last night. And first of all, before we go any further, today is the 2-year anniversarium and the sesquicentennial episode of the Amberons. And so, happy celebration to Arthur, y'all. It's Arthur. But anyway, Arthur was on Archer's show last night, and y'all, I came in about the 15 or 20 minute mark into that. Y'all, I didn't realize that when I entered the room to be on the gangbang, I needed to sign a guest book, because y'all, it was like going to a wake. It was like going to a wake before I got there. I mean, every topic Archer brought up, it was just like nobody had an opinion. It was so bad that JT got on the telephone and started talking to people who had nothing to do with the show. And it was the smallest gangbang ever, y'all. It was more like a circle jerk. So, anyway, what can I say? So maybe it's not just the daily shows that are boring. Oh, did I use that outside voice when I said that? Y'all, before I run out of time here today, I think we need to do this. All right, y'all, today's clue refers to yesterday's show. And y'all, today's clue was something that was mentioned during DJ David J's phone call yesterday. I wonder what it could be. Did you recognize the theme to Bosom Buddies? It was an American sitcom starring Tom Hanks and Peter Scolari. Oh dear Gussie. It ran from 1980 to 1982 on ABC and in reruns during the summer of 1984 on NBC. The series was originally conceived as a takeoff on the movie Some Like It Hot. And anyway, that was it. Okay. I didn't ever watch it, so anyway. I guess Auntie Vera looks like Peter Scolari in drag. Okay. Y'all, I hope you have a great weekend. It's supposed to rain here in Charleston. But and don't forget to turn your lights out between 8:30 and 9:30 on Saturday night. Now, if you forget to do that, you'll probably say,
"Oops, hello." Oh, fuck.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.